Purcell.ca today for more information. It's 5 p.m. on a Wednesday, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 from Kingston on Day in YGK.
Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by your CFRC News Collective, Ara McCauley, Jesse Bell, and Jenny Hinch. Possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and for our podcasts, Smith Engineering at Queen's University. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Ara McCauley, and here are your local news headlines. The recipients of this year's Mayor's Civic Awards were celebrated with a ceremony at last night's City Council meeting. The City of Kingston civic above and beyond to strengthen their communities in areas including culture, heritage, recreation, sports, health, education, environment, safety, and business. Seven individuals received awards in three categories.
This is always a moment of the year that I very much look forward to, and certainly want to thank my colleagues, Councillor Stephen and Councillor Russell, being able to select the 2026 Civic Award winners in Kingston.
Three individuals received the Mayor's Award for Youth Volunteerism. This award, open to ages 24 and under, recognizes youth who have demonstrated values of community service and inspired others through their volunteerism. High school student Gabriel Bergeron received the award for creating the Student Laptop Access Program, SLAP, to help fellow secondary access the technology they need to learn.
In Gabriel's grade 11 year, as part of his school's computer science specialist program, he recognized a serious problem. Many students in technology. This inspired him to create the Student Laptop Access Program, or SLAP, helping secondary students in Kingston in your need to learn.
Since launching the program, Gabriel has raised nearly $60,000 and distributed almost 200 laptops to students who need them most. His initiative has expanded access to technology for local students and will continue to create opportunities for learning for years to come. Nadim Hamad was recognized for founding Little St. Nick's Foundation Queens and STEM Buddies, through which he has mobilized hundreds of volunteers to support pediatric patients, expand mentorship opportunities, and empower young people through accessible education and research initiatives.
Zane is inspiring youth-led action through service, mentorship, and communities for youth to learn, lead, and serve. Zane is helping shape the next generation of community leaders.
And Queen student Lucas Perry was recognized for founding Youths for Hospice, a not-for-profit organization he continues to lead while studying at university. Connection and stewardship in palliative and long-term care settings.
Helping others has always been central to Lucas's values, inspired by the caregiving of one of interest in palliative care. While volunteering alongside patients, families, and interdisciplinary care teams, palliative care is discussed and understood. In response, he and his brother published Someone I Love is Dying in Hospice, What Should I Expect? A resource now used at Emily's House at SickKids and 16 hospices across Ontario. The book has since been translated into French, a reflection of Lucas's deep commitment to health literacy and equity, and his belief that every young caregiver deserves to understand and navigate end-of-life care in the language most familiar to them.
The first Capital Honorable Achievement Award, which celebrates volunteers who have made a difference in the community through their volunteer work, Rumit Sohal was recognized by community organizations since moving to Kingston as an international student, including the Kingston Police Community Foundation, the City of Kingston's Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Committee, and the Council Resourcing Working Group.
Inspired by the words of the poet, you feel a river moving in you, a joy. Rumit has embraced service as a way to contribute to the community he has called home since arriving in Kingston as an international student. Since then, he has demonstrated a strong commitment to community involvement through volunteerism, mentorship, and...
He was recognized for his role in supporting youth in the community, leading both the Youth Services Committee and as Executive Director of Youth Diversion.
...youth and families by developing and delivering programs focused on mentorship, justice diversion, leadership development, and professional skill building. Beyond his role, Sean's commitment to service is evident in his active community involvement. From the Mad Hatter Curling Bonspiel and annual Lobster Fest to the Rotary Club of Kingston, he brings energy and compassion to every initiative. His leadership has created meaningful opportunities for young people, caring community.
Alicia Gordon, a partner at Gordon's Real Estate Brokerage Under One Roof and the founder of MaxSold, was commended for nearly five decades of philanthropic work.
She's a dedicated volunteer and community leader who has helped raise millions of dollars for hospitals, schools, and programs supporting seniors. Director of Fundraising for the Rotary Club of Kingston, Alicia has consistently worked to create positive change, strengthen national humanitarian projects. The passion for philanthropy has made a lasting difference in the lives of countless people, both in Kingston and beyond.
Marion Westenberg received the first Capital Distinguished Citizen Award of contributions to various organizations, including Kingston General Hospital, the Agnes Etherington Arts Center, Domino Theater, the Fanny. This is the highest civic honor person who has spent their life doing volunteer work and who has made a significant impact on our community.
This year's award winner is Marion Westenberg. For more than 60 years, community through volunteer service. Her contributions have touched many organizations. At the Agnes Etherington Arts Center, Marion helped bring arts programming and special events to this community, and her involvement with the Kingston Symphony has spanned more than six decades, including service as president. She remains an active volunteer, continuing to share her passion for music, from healthcare to heritage and the arts. Marion's volunteerism has enriched countless lives and strengthened the fabric of our community.
A reminder that this Saturday, August 5th, 2026 season, this event gives Kingston residents the opportunity to put out pre-loved items they no longer in life. Giveaway Day is described as a unique way for residents to give away or find gently used items, while also it gives items a new home, diverts from landfills, and reduces packaging waste and greenhouse gas emissions associated with manufacturing new goods. Giving away items also helps community members save money while breathing life into new items. As a reminder of Giveaway Day guidelines, the city asks that you only send what else might want. This can include books, CDs, DVDs, clothing, furniture and small appliances, electronics, construction materials including drywall, lumber and hardware, kitchen gadgets, dishes, cutleries, pots and pans, and yes, I consider inappropriate, include baby walkers, cribs, car seats, strollers, playpens, bath seats, mattresses, blinds, and toys, which the Consumer Product Safety Bureau of Health Canada advises should not be given away or picked up. To put items out, simply place items at the curb in front of your home. Items with the word free. Ensure any items that you do not want taken are kept away from items placed at the curb. At the end of the day, please remember to bring in any uncollected items back to your home. The city will not collect unwanted items left at the curb. They're donating these items to a local charity. When picking up items, they also remind you to respect other people's property. Do not walk on lawns or gardens. Take only items that are marked free and placed at the curb, and don't leave previously picked up items on the curb at other people's properties. For full guidelines, visit www.cityofkingston.ca/collection. That wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up is Jesse Bell with your
Part 9 of the OUA football season preview, brought to you by CFRC Power Plays. Today's who at times could be the most annoying team to play in the OUA, and they look primed for another strong season in 2026. I'll be honest, this is not a team I really like to watch play football. They have an awesome, incredibly physical defense, but an offense that, save for a couple very exciting wildcat trick plays, is kind of a nice way to put it. They like to run the football because they haven't really had a strong, consistent quarterback in over a decade. Games. Last year, their best offensive and their second best offensive player, Lidster. Windsor started 0-2 in 2025, getting soundly outclassed by Laurier and Guelph. They rebounded to pick up easy wins over before dropping a bit of a snoozer to Western, 15-9. They beat Ottawa and Queens by one score apiece to finish third in the OUA with a 5-3 record. They went to the quarterfinals thanks to a last-minute interception to book a semifinal match against the Gales. After a bruising, slow first half, and began to overtake the Lancers, capping the game with two Jared Kasari touchdowns. Queens stunned Windsor on their home turf for the second consecutive season and actually managed to out-physical a team that prides itself on exactly that. The 2025 stats make this kind of offensive-defensive divide very clear because they were 9th in points for with 191, which is they were 9th in total yards with 3,100, which is about they were 11th last place in total passing yards with 1,662, which is about game, but they were 4th in total rush. about 190 yards per game. So not much going through the air, but an effective running game. Now defensively, this unit is awesome. I will not besmirch this great defense because they were an absolute problem for everybody they played. They were first 5, that's just 19.4 points per game. They were second in passing yards allowed per game at 225. They were third in rushing yards allowed per game at 134.6. They were second overall in total yards per game with 359.8. Just a big, tough, punishing verse differential of plus 36, which was good enough for fourth in the OUA. Looking at the last 5 seasons, this tells a story of a team progressing from... They finished 2-4 in 2021, 4-4 in 2022. They had a breakout 2023, arguably, I think, the best team they've had in a very long time, before reverting to the mean, 5-3 and 5. So this is a team that at one point I thought was a legitimate, not just Yates Cup, but possibly Vanier Cup contender. If only they had it was consistent, because they have got the talent there to make that work. They just haven't found the answer under center quite yet. Looking ahead to 2026, I really just have one question. Has Windsor's title window well and truly closed? I don't know. It might be premature to say that, but this team has lost a lot of talent, especially on begin with. Weebe Mambo is gone, so Liam Talbot, great athlete, he's a hard-nosed runner, and he's going to have a massive offensive line in front of him. But when teams don't respect your passing offense, they can pack the box and make life miserable for you. See, for example, the Eagles. Windsor needs quarterback Nick Domovsky to develop into a star, or at the very least, a top-end starter. And they need it now. He's got the weapons around him, but if he cannot blossom into a true passing threat, this team, I don't think they can make that leap. They would need their defense to be historically great, one of the best ever, to make up for that. I've got them beating Mac in week 1. I've actually got them beating Laurier in week 2. They lose a close one to Western in week 3 before picking up 3 easy wins against the playoff. Let's say I have them losing to Queens and Guelph to finish out their year with a 5-3 record, good enough for another top 4 finish in the OUA.
This is your City of Kingston traffic report. Cranbrook Road is closed for pedestrian improvements. Bath Road from Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard to Portsmouth Avenue. Expect delays for the installation of intersection pedestrian signals. The city following intersections. Bath Road at Lafleur Park, Concession Street at Kings Court Avenue, and Stephen Street at Patrick's Road to Palace Road. Closed for a contractor to complete roadway repairs, pedestrian safety and access improvements, and traffic common features on Wright Crescent. Norman Rogers Drive for Drive. Started on June 15th. And Norman Rogers Drive is still closed to through traffic to facilitate roadway rehabilitation and configuration improvements. This work will improve road condition, accessibility, and safety for all road users. The City of Kingston and Utilities Kingston are in the midst of a major reconstruction of Princess Street, the underground and above ground utilities, as well as improvements to enhance safety and comfort for pedestrian and cyclists. Berry Street from Queen is closed for construction-related activity at 283 Queen Street, and Aberdeen Street from Johnson to William is closed to accommodate construction activity and staging. This is your Environment Canada weather report for the Kingston region. Wednesday, August 12th, 24 is your high with a 49% chance of precipitation, mix of 7. Thursday, August 13th, 24 is your high with a 71% chance of precipitation, about a millimeter and a half all told. Friday, August 14th, 24 degrees is your high, mix of sun and cloud, otherwise a beautiful day here in the city of Kingston. Saturday, August 15th, 22 is your high, feeling closer to 25, but quite a cloudy day here in the city of Kingston, UV index of 6. Sunday, August 16th, a chance of precipitation throughout the day, mostly in the mid-morning, about 2.5 millimeters of rain altogether. Monday, August 17th, 23 is your high, feel periods of sunshine, otherwise a beautiful...
Hello, Kingston, and welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario, I'm CFRC's Community News and Arts Coordinator, Jenny, and this is brought to you by Flying V Productions. Whether you're looking for live music, community events, markets, workshops, or something fun to do around the city, there is a lot happening this week, so let's get into it. Wednesday features games in the square, swing theater, trivia, karaoke, euchre, Eunice Verse's third solo drag show. Live music includes Taryn McKenna, Vince DeBeal, Sean McCollin, Quentin Cotree, Christopher Jackson, Wayne Riley's open mic, and lots more. Thursday, browse the Kingston Public Market, bring the kids to Stories in the Square, get creative with Bring Your Own Craft or the Felt Mushroom Craft near Market Square. There's also and drag bingo. Live music includes Grevin and Allie McCormick, Bentley McKeg Basser Trio, Jeff Dunn, and the Friendly Frogs Freak Show with the Ratskin Family Band. Friday includes Spanish conversation sessions, a scrapbook and cards class at the Tet Center, Kicking It Country, and karaoke. Music highlights include Hello Lily, Dead Root Revival, and the Catarocway Chamber Music Festival. Heading into Saturday, check out the Kingston Public Market, Farm Fair, the Mini Market Series, Chef Demos, the Ironwood Fantasy Fair, Saturday Session, or Commons. Live music includes the Oscar Evans Bands, John McClurg, Rivercat, Squid Pistol, and Jessica Wolowicz, Sweet Cheetah, Powderfinger, the Oreos, and Jake Toes. Wrapping things up Sunday, head to the Memorial Center Farmers Market, Yoga in Battery Park, Jazz Brunch at Black Dog, or the Summer BBQ and Bocce at the Music includes the Back to the Farm Beer and Music Festival, head over to Riley, and live band karaoke with the Oreos. That is your weekly events and concerts calendar for August 10th through the 16th. For more information on the website, and keep it locked right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This events calendar is brought to you by Flying V Productions, bringing live theater, comedy, and all across Kingston. I'm Jenny. Thanks for listening, and have a great week, Kingston.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To listen on the go, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrk. Is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and Four Arts University. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, where Police's newest single, Modern Skies, a song that reflects on the future in the sense that society is entering unknown territory. The song asks what happens when the things we take for granted begin to change, exploring themes of time, progress, and the possibility that not every path forward leads. Related next time, complete the Release Radar submission via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Modern Skies on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present the debut single from Royer. That is Chris Royer, the frontman from this new project, showcases Chris's alternative singer-songwriter stylings. Won't Find Me South is raw and honest in navigating the past year with overwhelming negativity pumping into everyone's household. Want Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music. Stream Won't Find Me South by Royer on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9. FM.
Coins burning holes in my pocket. Buy it, name the stain. What's the story on saving currency? You can't take it with you. I don't read into the plot line. I can't ever seem to stay awake. Now the story's changing. I can't stay away, and I say, it's my mattress, baby. Find me north, east, west, too. You won't find me south of Point Pelee. Fire in my hands, I don't drop it. Spend it quick instead of save a thing. What's the point in holes? There's no cash in the grave for the meeting. I just drift away and lose. Funny how the end keeps changing. Still I chase the same fame and I say, getting pretty hard now, they say. Every day's a shame. Doomsday. Find me north, east, west today. The Point Pelee. It's not funny. I don't give a fuck about the money. It's love for the.
Featuring the latest songs from artists in Canada and from around the world.
Hosted by DJs from coast to coast to coast.
30 minutes of Canada's newest music downloaded exclusively from the Earshot's digital distribution system.
You're listening to
Earshot Daily.
Earshot Daily. Earshot Daily. Earshot Daily. Earshot Daily.
Welcome to Earshot Daily. I'm your host, Dan Politano. Today I'll be bringing you some of my favorite and some of the newest additions to the earshot-distro.ca website. I'm going to mix it up today with a bit of rock. Rodgers and Gemini Fire are a classy, flashy, four-piece retro rock band who got together in 2022 in Whitehorse, Yukon territory. They have been steadily holding their own in all types of northern venues ever since. They have a melodic rock style that's reminiscent of the guitar driven and is fronted by Kim Rogers, a singer-songwriter, rhythm guitarist, and performer extraordinaire who has been in the U. I'm going to play two songs for you. The first one is called Rise Above.
I'm shifting with the sands, stepping on.
This is Canada's Music.
Earshot Daily.
G. Michael Peters is a Canadian singer-songwriter whose music blends the storytelling heart of country with rock's edge and folk's intimacy. Real stories and shared experience. He writes about love and loss, growing up and moving on, with melodies that linger and lyrics arresty to every track. From his home on the western edge of the rugged Rocky Mountains, Peter finds inspiration in the rhythms of small-town life leave a mark. Giving a nod to story spinners like John Mellencamp and Bruce Springsteen, Peter moves driving anthems. His music feels timeless and grounded, whether you're listening alone. Since releasing his debut EP, I Lived a Good Life, in 2022, followed by the singles Long Way Home and Let Your Christmas Spirit Shine in 2024, he has opened for the Canadian folk legend Valdi in 2025, carving out his place in the Canadian music scene. The song is called 16th Summer.
No place to be, praying for an epic summer. Who knew it'd be the best of all time? Got my life.
driving for some root beer floats. At the park or worked on our cars, money long gone. Good when we could close dance to Elton John. Me and my girl were trying hard to figure things out, 'cause no one told us what 16 was all about. My 16th summer was like no other. Learning, I still remember every one of my 16 summer days. I do. Now when my world comes and there's no place left to hide, I close my eyes, the top is down, and my baby is by my.
Was meant to be.
Earshot Daily. Daily.
You don't like me this way. You wanna light my
Thank you for tuning into this edition of Earshot Daily. I'm your host, Dan Politano, and that last song was mine called Light My Soul on Fire. That's from my first album in 2005 called Staring With My Eyes Closed. If you'd like more information on me, you can visit me online at danpolitano.com. I also host the Dad Life podcast, which is available on all streaming platforms beyond the mainstream. That's available on YouTube. If you're an artist and want to get a chance to get on the show, check out earshot-distro.ca for more information. Cat Wells is a Canadian blues artist, vocalist, songwriter with ballsy vocals and expressive stage presence. She has a very flexible, near four-octave voice. Her fondness and syncopation pulls her towards funny mentors were Billie Holiday and Etta James. She's been honored as Vocalist of the Year twice by the Okanagan Arts Council and has been featured in Okanagan Life magazine and Wildlife magazine. She has performed at numerous blues festivals, including White Rock Blues Festival, Drumheller Water Blues Caravan, and Hope Mountain. Some of her career highlights include supporting Jeff Healey, Harpdog Brown, and ZZ Top. She has an EP called Brand New Shoes that came out December 16th, 2024. This is her song, Brand New Shoes.
And I'm filling up by the low on cash. Ain't got a doggone thing to wear. Here I got brand new shoes.
Brand new shoes.
I got brand new shoes.
Brand new shoes.
I got brand new shoes.
Brand new shoes.
I got brand new shoes. And honey, wanna make a move. Cash. Ain't got a doggone thing to wear. Got no time to do my hair. I got brand new shoes.
Brand new shoes.
I got brand new shoes.
Brand new shoes.
I got brand new shoes.
Brand new shoes.
I got brand new shoes.
Brand new shoes. I got no gas and I'm filling up on a low on cash. Ain't got a doggone thing to wear. Got no time to do my hair. I got brand new shoes. Brand new shoes.
I got brand new shoes.
Brand new shoes.
I got brand new shoes.
Brand new shoes.
Earshot's digital distribution system.
Water flows uphill toward money. Desert lawns green as dollar bills. I just work the gardens here. I'm not paid for a pivot alone. escalates, it's dripping in the dry. Blasting frigid air in there, climate control cocoon. Well, I'm here to share the shrubbery till the heat turns my thoughts rubbery. And I leave it alone. I must bend the summer stone where the wild cornflowers glow. Smallest thing at all on my mind. I must bend the summer stone where the climbing ivy goes. Up and over the garden wall, my stone summer. Inside, saturate the place. All Kentucky blue where scrubland used to be. I'm just one of the many minions. I'm not paid. Leave it alone. I'll leave it alone. I must spend the summer stone where the wild cornflowers blow. And not the smallest thing at all on my mind. Summer stone where the climbing ivy goes. Up and over the garden wall there to find me in my stone summer. A stone. I'm a spend summer stone.
So much for tuning into this edition of Earshot Daily. I'm your host, Dan Politano, and I'm from Victoria, BC. That was Stone Summer. Unoption is the name given to the solo project by a well-known veteran Toronto-based producer and engineer. Stylistically, the debut album ranges from up-tempo, pop rock to jazz baldry with no apologies made for genre blending. The concept was to let the song decide what it wants. The songs are super strong lyrically, delving into concepts and ideas rarely tackled in music. Make sure to check them out. That's all I have time for today. Remember, you can visit me online at danpolitano.com. We'll be back tomorrow with another half hour of brand new material from all across the country. Here to provide feedback, send us an email at earshotdaily@ncra.ca. I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Earshot Daily,
heard across the Neo Association.
For more information, visit earshot-distro.ca and support community radio.
Till tomorrow or Monday if it's Friday.
I've never met a doll I didn't like. If you are a fan of The Doll Project on CFRC 101.9 FM, Thursdays from 5:30 to 6 p.m., join me, Sayada Antilcurry, from across the South Asian diaspora while talking about culture, migration, and memory.
Meet over 100 employers in the main gym of the Athletics and Recreation Center. If you are considering a career in engineering, computing, or technology fields, then join us on September 20th. On September 24th, many top companies, organizations, and schools will be at the Career and Further Education Fair. Pick up Resume and Cover Letter Highlights magazine on both days and get free professional headshots on Thursday, September 24th. Both events are open to and run from 10:30 a.m. to 3.
Join us Sundays 11 a.m. through 1 p.m. for Flat Baroque here on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, Dinah Jansen, on my quest to learn about and present the best in opera music. Journey through the classics with me and enjoy brilliant compositions and librettos by all the greats performed while I break down a little history and walk you through each of the acts. Come for the drama, the comedy, the tragedy, and just simply beautiful music for all to enjoy over Sunday brunch. Flat Baroque every Sunday at 11 a.m. We hope you can join us.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made by Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.
He who controls the spice controls the universe.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's retro radios of the past, from